Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, and then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle, because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. And yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs, and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Growing season. In the journals of the earliest Spanish missionaries in California, as they were coming into the land, they were amazed at the abundance that was there. The animals, the fruits, the plants, the edible things of all kinds. They were amazed at the wonder and the abundance of the land. And the people that they met there were happy to show them this abundance, happy to share. But in those journals of the earliest Spanish missionaries, these people that they met, these native peoples that were living there, were described in an odd way. They were described as lazy people, not knowing the joys of hard work and labor, not understanding civilization. And though they were walking into a land of abundance, though the people there seemed to be lazy and at ease and happy with enough to share, they decided that there was more work to be done in those places. And they brought the hard work and the ways of the European culture. They went into the most productive places that they can find and plowed up the fields and planted new crops. And as the journals go on, within just a couple years, Spanish missionaries report not abundance, but famine and starvation and disease. Sometimes hard work doesn't pay off. Sometimes relaxing a bit does. It all depends on knowing what season you're in, on having the wisdom to witness God at work in the creation, of having the wisdom to look at the land and to know, is it harvest season or is it growing season? Jesus speaks oftentimes in natural imagery in his parables. And today he gives us a few of those. But it's that first one I want to think about for a moment now. The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground. A farmer going out scattering seed. Now that's work. Going out and carrying the heavy bag of seed over your shoulder and tossing it out as you walk up and down the fields, as the sower would do. That's planting season. And then in the next verse, we get to a new season where the farmer sleeps and rises and sleeps and rises and sleeps and rises night and day. And as the farmer is there, sleeping and rising, at ease, kicking up their feet, just sleeping and rising and sleeping and rising. That seed is sprouting and growing. The farmer doesn't even know how. I love that little bit. We have so much science now when it comes to farming. Having been in a farming community in North Dakota, they use so much science in their farming. They wanted to understand all that information in that little packet of a seed so that they could produce more and more and more. But this farmer is not like those farmers. This farmer doesn't even know how this all works. The earth just produces of itself. A little bit here, some days a lot more there, and eventually the grain is ripe. And then the work comes back and the harvest season returns. In this parable, we're invited by Jesus, who gives these parables without an explanation, to think on them, to chew on them, and to wonder at them. To think about, perhaps, where is God in this parable? Where am I in this parable? What season is your life in? In this parable, Jesus speaks where the words of Scripture tell us later, God is the one giving the growth. In this growing season, the life of the farmer is a simple life. And it's hard sometimes to truly get to that simple place today. In the time of the pandemic over this last year and a half, we were forced in many ways to simplify our lives, to cut out many of the things that we had done. And it felt, in a way, hard. We were so used to complex lives with many moving pieces that when we had to pare them down, it was very, very hard. And yet, in the last year and a half, we also saw signs of ecological restoration. Swans swimming in the Venice canals. A town in India near the mountains that suddenly could see those mountains for the first time in the lifetimes of some of those people there. They had not been able to see them for the air pollution that had clouded them, smogged them over. And yet, even with that restoration, this last week brought news that reminds us again of the path we're on with our planet. The scientists in Hawaii at Mauna Loa that have been measuring the parts of atmospheric carbon dioxide reported levels higher than ever recorded before. As we move out of this pandemic, let's not be so quick to return to everything we left behind. Let's take some of those simple, restful parts with us. My professor in seminary, who was a professor of worship and a student of the intersections of ecology and faith, preached a sermon there. Pastor Ben Stewart preached a sermon about the planet and the ways that it was looking even then, 10 years ago, as we were on this trajectory of a warming planet, increasing atmospheric gases that were producing an amplified greenhouse effect, warming our climate and warming our planet, changing the weather patterns, giving us more and more hot years. He talked about how life couldn't progress forward on this trajectory forever, that if we were the whole world were to live as we do in the United States, that our planet would suffer irreversible consequences. And that what our planet was asking us, what we were being called to, what God was calling to in this, was not to do more, was not to buy more or consume more or to invent more, but to rest, to do less, that our planet, that this time in our planet's life is actually a time when we're called to do less. And that if we could just lay on our backs in the grass and look up at the clouds and spend a bit more of our time doing that than always on this wheel of needing to consume and buy and produce more and more and more, that our planet might just stand a chance. There is a peace that comes with simplicity. In giving away of our possessions, of clearing space in our spaces and in our lives, of simplifying the ways that we live. These are actions that are ways that we actually respond to the love. That we respond in love to the love that responds to us. They're ways that we open our hearts to the love and the abundance of God's love for us. Seniors, as you graduate this year, there is a pressure. The questions that come, as I remember them when I graduated, as I'm sure you know them now, what are you going to do next? What are you going to do next? What's your plans? Where are you going? There's always an emphasis in our culture on doing and doing and doing. But sometimes it's a season of rest. Sometimes it's a season for growing. Not the kind of growing that we can produce, but the kind of growing that only God can produce. For God is providing. God has always been providing, and God is providing today. And God is growing in you. In you seniors, in you, all of you gathered here. God is at work growing in you, those seeds that have been planted. And indeed, that growth is already at work. The signs of that growth are already showing themselves. It's true, otherwise you wouldn't be here in worship today. What I love about this little parable is the way that the farmer rests. And though he doesn't understand the creation, though she doesn't know how the seed produces, they wonder at the growth and the abundance and find rest for their lives therein. The love of God is an abundant love that produces and grows in us things that we could never imagine, could never hope to produce and to grow for ourselves. Let's rest in that abundant love of God, laying back in the grass, looking up at the clouds, and finding restoration again. Amen.
Bless the land. sowing nor tilling, we would work with you, harvesting, milling for daily bread. Father, providing food for your children, by wisdom's guidings, teach us to share.